Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
When it comes to analyzing bills, one of the most important aspects is the definition section. Lawmakers and the general public often focus on the overall policy and forget the legislative equivalent of the fine print. But definitions are important, and the Montana Code contains thousands of them. 2 years ago, during her Senate confirmation hearing, then-Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Jackson was asked by Senator Marsha Blackburn to define the term woman. She refused, first saying she was not a biologist, and later saying it was not her job as a judge to define terms. That was the job of the legislative branch. At which point, the late-night talk shows went into overdrive, writing parodies about the fact that one of the supposedly most intelligent women in America was incapable of defining a basic thing like the term woman. But, in Justice Jackson's defense, I believe she got it right. It's not the job of judges to define terms. That's always been and continues to be the job of the U.S. Congress or state legislatures. That is, until recently, when woke bureaucrats and DEI policies began to allow men pretending to be women to invade women's restrooms, showers, and locker rooms, and to compete in women's sports, in effect, negating all of the gains that females made since the passage of Title IX. In the case of NC2A swimmer Riley Gaines, her chief competitor, a man named Leah Thomas, was ranked roughly 400th in the U.S. as a male swimmer, then miracle of miracles shot up to a number 3 ranking when he began swimming as a female. The outcry continues to this day, and legislatures across the U.S. have passed laws restricting the invasion of biological males into women's spaces and sports. As a result, legislators also had to define the terms biological male and biological female. Words mean things, and well-written laws draw clear, bright lines. In 2023, the Montana legislature passed Senate Bill 458, defining for the first time in our state's history the meaning of male and female from a biological perspective. It's amazing that we were actually able to function as a state for 135 years without those definitions because everyone understood simple biological reality. As the Speaker of the House, a rancher by trade, said during a hearing on the bill, even his children understand by the time they're 3 years old that cows are cows and bulls are bulls. Passage of the bill caused those on the left to go apoplectic. They immediately filed suit in district court in Missoula, where else, and got openly gay Judge Shane Vanetta and far-left Judge Leslie Halligan to declare the definitions unconstitutional. Plaintiffs argued that the bill did not allow them to self-identify their gender, which is exactly the point. Self-identifying gender while ignoring biological reality is what allowed men into women's locker rooms and sports in the first place. Judge Halligan then warned the legislature not to try to define biological sex in the future, to which the legislature politely told the judge to pound sand. We're happy to report that the legislature has now passed Senate Bill 437 and sent it to Governor Gianforte for his signature. The bill tightens the definitions based on Judge Halligan's decision, but rejected her overall premise that sex is based on a person's subjective feelings rather than objective biological reality. Are we headed back to court? Absolutely. Probably the same day the governor signs the bill, but the political winds are blowing in the direction of logic and reason, and this judge is standing in front of a freight train. Other states are defining biological sex in their laws. The NC2A has backed off on men and women's sports. European countries are now banning sex changes on minors, and even the International Olympic Committee is reviewing its stance on men competing as women. All because one truth is as old as time itself. In the beginning, he created them, male and female. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.